Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Look, you're not going to make me fight about my Cardinals, okay? I love them all.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I sit around in my RV for 2 weeks for Dega.
And James Strebel.
What are they going to do when the big blue wall mows them over?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You all are celebrating puppy dog crap is what you're celebrating. And we had big dog stuff going on Saturday night. So step back, just like you had to do in basketball. Step back and let the big dogs woof.
All right, let's go. 5 o'clock hour presented, as always, by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. All your beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars. Those Evergreen locations have a beautiful bourbon bar.
Oh, yeah.
That craft beer selection. They got you covered, whatever you need tonight, this week, and this weekend for the big games. They got you covered there at coxeslouisville.com, and they're delivering. Check them out online and everything they have to offer. 437-9680. The text line's a mess.
I'm sure it is after all that last segment between Jack.
It was
Jack
a belt
and
buckle. Things got out of hand.
Yeah.
It's continued.
Jack's going to Juarez.
Phil Baker texts me.
Oh, yeah?
He says it's also called the heartbeat of America.
So not Chevy trucks.
Yes, that would be it as well. So that's where we are today. Strebel has finally come around. Strebel's finally come around yesterday in this hour. It was in the 5 o'clock hour, Jack, was it not, that Strebel professed that Kentucky, if they won, it would be great. If they didn't, no big deal. I'm not going to crush them on Saturday.
Yeah.
We called him all sorts of names, a liar, a womanizer, a fornicator, and all these other things. We called him everything, okay?
All the names
in
the book.
We called him a socialist and a communist.
Yeah.
We called him all these names, and in the end, he came around today at about, 3:20 or so?
Yeah,
roughly. It came about 3:23.
We're all good to go. If Kentucky doesn't win on Saturday, it's 99.9% sure it's not going to be a special season. That is how I feel.
Okay.
I'm leaving that 0.01% to hedge my bet. So that is where we are.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring this up. I think Jack will like this.
Okay.
Okay.
The Jack conversation.
No, it's a Louisville, Kentucky conversation, but I just wanted to use I'm not talking baseball. I'm not.
Okay.
But on Sunday, and Jack, I don't know if you knew this, there was a chance in the American League.
It's what I was rooting for.
There we go. That four teams could literally tie.
Okay.
Now, that did not happen, but it
because
was out
the Nationals
there.
Nationals are gutless.
There you go. And so the report is that Major League Baseball went to, and I don't know how exactly the order goes or if they just ask them, who would you, because this is weird. As a four-team tiebreaker, they're like, who do you want to play? like they're like, who do you want to play?
Yeah, who do you guys want?
Yeah,
who do you want to do?
Who do you guys want?
Yeah.
And it got reported, which is one reason, this is what stupid fans do like myself, that I think the Yankees lose tonight, is it got reported, they were loose-lipped, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that the Yankees wanted to go to Boston. That was the game that they picked. They did not want to play Toronto.
Okay.
Toronto, you don't know this. Toronto,
I don't know.
Good young team.
Okay.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah. The Yankees match up better in Boston
than they would with the Blue Jays.
But the beauty to all of this
is they would have wanted Seattle.
Well, here's the. Well, I don't think they were an option. I don't know all the specifics. But anyway.
Fair.
So the issue. But dude, think about this for a second. They would have rather go into that atmosphere of one of the nastiest rivalries. You see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the Yankees were like, this is what we want.
We'd rather go to Fenway Park where everybody hates us.
Yeah, we would rather do this. And I wish that could, like, there's be no way that that would ever happen UK, U of L-wise.
Oh, like you choose.
Like in anything.
Last year when Kentucky voted to not play the game.
Fair point. Now that's just because everyone in the SEC is a bunch of sheep. So
they just followed along with
Saban or someone
else
didn't want to play another game, then they just weren't going to play another game. They were all just gonna pack it away, and the only one that ain't guts at all.
Well, South Carolina
was
surprisingly.
My man, South Carolina.
Yeah, surprisingly,
okay?
Yeah.
But I just thought like there would be the only time would have been that. What, six, seven-year stretch with Calipari over Patino? Where if you were a Kentucky fan, you're like, we'll face anyone. We'll face Louisville, just not them. Just not fill in the blank. Like we'll take Louisville. I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously, Louisville and football, both teams have had stretches to where there's been a domination. When Kentucky's been down, Louisville's like, yo, instead of whatever, give us Kentucky. We'll beat Kentucky. And yes. I don't mind walking in to the game day and the game week where, I mean, it's different when it's Yankees, Red Sox or Yankees and Blue Jays. There is a big fundamental difference, and the same thing locally. So I just wanted to bring that up with you guys.
That's a great point because so when, you know, obviously when Kentucky played Louisville in the Final Four, the one year where Louisville beat Florida and then, you know, they match up with Peyton Siva versus, you know, Teague and all them. I felt confident in that game. I was like, yeah, I'm not worried about them. I felt the same damn way when they played them a couple years later. In that Sweet 16 in Indianapolis when they had Trez and they had Russ.
Well, Shane had just been booted from the team.
But he got booted after that early December UK game.
Right.
But like, Louisville was playing like really good basketball at the time. And like Louisville fans were like, yeah, we're finally going to beat Kentucky. I was like, there's no way. I felt so blessed. I was like, yes, bring Louisville on. I felt that same way that Yankees fans feel about Boston. Like, yeah, I'm not worried about Louisville. I'm not worried at all. Let's go. And guess what? Smacked them. Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye-bye.
From the opposite side.
Dominique Hawk is locked down your best player.
Here we go.
Oh, of the whole Patino era, the best player is Russ. Locked him down. Locked him down. And then your boy, I mean, MVP's over there, MOP's over there.
He's not over there.
Oh, he's not up. It's Tuesday.
No. They had a baby.
He got the baby.
Oh, that's right.
Tyler Griever.
But he got locked down by Poitras. I remember Poitras guarding him, and he couldn't get a shot.
Who does Griever? Griever doesn't work for WLKY, does he?
WHAS.
Okay, that's what I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
Do we know what he thinks of Kyle Gill? Kyle Gill's tweet?
We should ask him.
Should we ask him?
Knock on the window and just show him. Like, hey, what do you think of this?
Knock on the window and just show him. This is not your Campbell's Dump University
The tweet that's been captured. I was wondering.
The
I was
tweet
like,
or the tweet?
I saw Ennis talking to somebody, and I just assumed it was Luke Hancock, but I forgot they had the baby.
Congrats. There you go. Yeah. Baby.
The baby.
Baby. You guys going to have any more babies, you think?
No.
You think that's done?
I think that's done.
You think so?
I think that's done. I think we're content with three. We're happy with three.
Have another one, would you want a boy or a girl?
That never really mattered to me. No, it does. I really don't care. Like, one way or the other. I didn't have any, like, wishes.
If it was a boy, would you name him after me?
I don't know.
Maybe a little Andrew is a middle name.
My brother's name is Andrew,
is it really?
It's a possibility. Yeah,
how about that?
My brother's name's Andrew, so that's
when's it. When's the last time you had baby fever?
Oh gosh, it's like let's see, the twins are 7, maybe 8 years ago.
Okay. There you go.
Say, maybe
so
eight
last
years
time
ago.
Kentucky basketball was elite.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
About the same time. Interesting how that. Yeah. You might have baby fever in the next year or two.
No, I won't
how
have any.
About that? Shane Sharp gets to campus and everything.
I don't think so. No, because when Kellen was born, it was the. I don't know. It might actually be. You
it
know
was a
what?
Mistake, wasn't it?
No. He was playing.
That was a mistake. I think he was a mistake.
No, it was like we were trying to have him.
Okay,
have a baby.
Yeah.
But he was born in 11, and then Kentucky won the title in 12. And then
there you go.
When the twins were born, it was when they went last time they went to the Final Four.
Well, let me ask you this then.
So then that's the issue.
No. Well, that's where we're going, Jack. What if Calipari came to you today in BBN? They're like, listen,
we need the secret sauce.
Yeah. Back. It's kind of an odd way to put it, but yeah, if he says we need the Streebles to have another a child of some kind,
Yeah.
For Kentucky basketball to win a title, would you sign on the dotted line?
Yes. After Mexico.
Dude, he's unbelievable.
After Mexico. Once we get through Mexico, then game
on.
So
you're just admitting that you don't care at all about this year's team.
No, I'm just saying Kentucky, I want to go to Mexico or, you know.
Your wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
Yes, after
well, people
then,
are probably confused when you said after Mexico.
Yeah, after my wife and I go to Mexico this winter.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
After we have
you and your wife are going in like February to Mexico or January.
January, we're going for my 40th birthday.
There you go.
Wait till after that trip before we decided to have more children.
So I want to be 100% right now.
Yeah.
If BBN, okay,
yeah,
came to you,
yeah,
and they said to that they sat the Streebles down, okay, or maybe it's just you.
She'd be on board, by the way.
Okay, well, there's another part of the
yeah.
Okay, so they sat the Streebles down and said, you got to have another kid for us to win a championship. You got to have another kid.
Done.
You guys would sign
done.
That
we
up.
We would sign both of us.
There it is.
We'd sign that. She'd sign
How
it up because she'd want another baby.
Baby.
I'd sign up because I would want Kentucky to win the basketball championship. And I'd love another baby. Why not? Four's a nice round number.
Russ had 23. I don't want to get into that. We know it's the most horrific loss in Rick Pitino's at least Louisville career.
I was saying this on the other side of the thing. I was fully confident Louisville was going to win, and I wanted Kentucky to be.
That might be my favorite win of all time. I did that because Louisville fans were so sure. They were so sure that they were going to. I was like, we just beat you. What makes you sure?
Texas says, notice this Treble had baby fever 10 years ago. The unnamed twins were a simple afterthought.
No.
Texas says, so that is why Kellen is the favorite, because UK won the championship that year.
No.
It'd be tied for favorite if they won the title the next year after the Twins were.
Texas says, Riggs said the Twins are seven because he can't remember their names.
It's Ellie and Wyatt.
Did you have twins because of the Harrison twins?
No, we didn't plan on having twins. She just got
yeah, but when the Harrison twins committed, did you like pray to God over
no,
and over?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Like I was nervous that we were having twins. It wasn't like, oh yeah, this is great. The Harrison twins. I was like, oh bleep, I'm having two instead of one.
Texas says, how would James have another kid when he's standing his wife up on her birthday for Bush Lights and UofL podcast?
Again, y'all have. That's fine. Y'all think whatever you want happened this weekend. You just pretend in your brain what you think happened this weekend.
Well, I know what didn't happen this weekend. You going on your podcast around a shot.
That's what did. Yeah, there we go.
That's all that I know
happen.
What didn't happen
yes.
this weekend.
That did not.
Okay, so 437-9680. I just wanted to bring up real quick with you knuckleheads here on this Tuesday. Well, the podcast up directly after the show, big stuff there. The two things, the Kentucky item and the Louisville item that we brought up today. On the Louisville side, I was very strong, I thought, in late 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, whenever it was,
yeah.
that the Wake Forest game, because of officiating and because you won 3 in a row and because you lost on the last second field goal and all these becauses, mm-hmm. if you will, that the analysis around here, I thought, would pivot back to the analysis of everyone being mad at Scott Satterfield. I figured whenever they took an L, Kentucky would be one of those games, I'm sure.
Sure.
There would be angst around that. And we sit here today on this Tuesday, and there hasn't been much angst around the game. And we can get into the decisions and the things that are not officiating, okay? Because I understand, and we gave that a lot of time yesterday, and I know, you know, Diener Blank talked about it today. It's been given ample time. I've just kind of moved on from that. I've looked at the defense. It hasn't been as good, and all the different things that we can say. 2 weeks ago, I said it's a Satterfield game. You got to go beat Florida State. Keep everyone in line. Don't really, really, really damage your season by losing to this crap Florida State team. And it was ugly the last, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of the game, but they won that game.
Right.
This past week, I was very vocal for the Wake Forest game. It was a Brian Brown game. And Brian Brown's defense, ultimately, in the end, did not do enough. And Louisville sits here right now, defense. In total yards at 107, pass Ooh. Yards 110. It's not great. It's not good.
No,
they're not top 100 in total defense. And so that is a conversation that I'm sure is going to pick up. We've been telling you about this for the last week and a half, 2 weeks or so, and it matters this week. if Louisville loses this weekend, you are going, I mean, you would agree with this. Jack, you agree with this. They would be losing all of that momentum.
Oh, yeah.
And goodwill that they had built up. And I think they have built up a little bit of goodwill. They have built up the disaster that we thought it might be. It's not that. We were worried. I don't know if worried's the word, but I mean, we're sitting around in Louisville. Fans are like, you making a bowl? What's the deal?
It was on the horizon.
We're going to fire the coach.
Yeah.
You know, and all these different things. And now you don't feel that way. Now, even though a lot of the numbers support Virginia, many, many Louisville fans, I believe, at least the ones here, believe that the Cards are going to win on Saturday. We'll dive into that as we go. But Louisville not taking a step back in a game that very well may be another one of these pretty much 50-50 type games is something that we need to see happen. If they lose this game, it's not going to be, well, we're going to write it off like the Wake Forest game.
No.
You then go into a bye week, and then you have Boston College at NC State and Clemson. And you start then we start looking at the schedule and going, okay,
what's going on
we'll
here?
We'll see where Kentucky is at that point and what's going to. So that's on the Louisville side. On the Kentucky side, and I know Kentucky fans don't agree with this, but I think such very little of LSU right now. I think they have a good wide. Listen, I think they got some talent on the team. So did Florida State.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a team
Florida State probably had more.
Everybody's got some talent on the team. Okay?
Right.
Everybody.
There's five stars on LSU.
A little bit of talent somewhere on the team. And I believe Kentucky this weekend, if they lose this game, it's going to be one of those losses that at the end of the year we're going to look at, and it's going to be a bad loss.
Like Tennessee a few years ago.
I already think it's a bad loss, but there would be ways that you could spin that. LSU, if they beat Kentucky, they still have, what do they have, Florida, and they have A&M,
Ole Miss,
and they have
A&M.
Ole Miss, and they have Alabama.
They're not beating
Arkansas.
Alabama. But,
no, but they could win two or three.
They play like four top 15 teams.
Yeah, I mean, they could win
two or three of those.
They could win some of those games and end up having some sort of a respectable season, not the normal LSU type of power football that, you know, NFL talent all over. And if I'm Kentucky, this is the kind of game you lock in and you win because you need to end them the way that Louisville helped end Florida State, even though I think Florida State came back and won this past weekend.
They did win. Yeah, they beat Syracuse.
Yeah. There you
they
go.
Beat Syracuse.
And if Kentucky loses this game, they put themselves behind on the special season. Okay, if I'm not being hyperbolic for a second, earlier that was like no special season
right.
if you don't beat LSU. But I believe if you lose to LSU at home, it's going to tell me bad things about some of these other games. Not named Georgia, not named Vanderbilt. Okay, I'm not talking about those games, but I'm talking about the games that might be 65-35.
In between.
60-40, 50-50, those types of games, it suddenly opens up to me if you lose at home, and it's not a trap game or a letdown game because that's one of the narratives.
And it's LSU.
And one of the narratives is letdown game. Well, if you know it's a letdown game, it's not a letdown game.
Exactly.
If you know it's a letdown game, it's not a letdown game. I happen to think LSU matches up better with Kentucky than Florida did. Florida's inability to throw the ball is a good thing for Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
LSU has the ability to throw the ball. What does Kentucky do with that? Knowing that LSU's not going to run the ball anywhere close to what Florida is and was able to do. So we can get into that. How much does Kentucky football want to prove? And we talked about, here's the biggest revisionist history that we do, but I think it's fair. I do think it's fair if you're up front, okay? And that is, before the season, we said, hey, you win one of three of these three games, what, Florida? We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, you win, you're one and two
Florida,
in that stretch.
LSU and Georgia, that's great, but now you already got one. Now you already got that house money. Now you want more. Now you just went to the casino and you won money.
And you won.
And you want more money. You just won a $100 bet. Now you want to win another one, and I think this game changes for me with the lack of respect that I have for LSU, the lack of respect I have for their overall talent, and the lack of respect I have to how smart their coaching staff is.
Well, yeah.
I don't believe any longer they have a smart coaching staff. They were able to out-scheme people and have beasts all over the field a couple years ago when they won the national title. So their talents went down, and they don't make any of it up for being smarter, out-scheming people. And so those are my two Louisville and Kentucky things today. I don't believe Kentucky fans are content, but for the ones that are, this is not LSU with Joe Burrow.
No.
This is a game. This is Tennessee. This is
a game you can win.
This is Mississippi State. That's a kind of game that it is. And you have the chrome helmets, which are terrible.
You don't like the chrome helmets?
I think the chrome helmets are the worst thing.
Really?
Between Louisville and Kentucky, anything that's been put out there, chrome helmets the worst.
Really? I love them. I like the chrome, because they're going to do the chrome helmets and the all-black uniforms.
I understand.
Yeah, that's going to look good.
I am in the minority here.
I think with the 7:30 kickoff, you get that atmosphere, because, again, the people are hyping up the atmosphere once again, because it did give Florida trouble. It gave them problems, and they're building it up like it's a big game. So, like, I get what you're saying there as far as Kentucky beating LSU. If Louisville, I don't think this is going to happen. I think they beat Virginia by a decent amount.
I don't agree with that. You think they beat Virginia by a decent amount?
About like 7 or 10. I mean,
Why do you think that?
I don't think anything of Virginia football, at least with Louisville. I know that they're going to score
offensively. Louisville's favored by 2.5-ish.
Yeah.
So with the 3 points you get at home, I mean, this is an even game. So I'm viewing it as an even game like Wake Forest. But Wake Forest, I need to bring this up. I mean, Wake Forest numbers, I mean, are better
than Virginia's.
No, not Wake Forest. I mean, Virginia's numbers
are
better
than
Louisville's.
Yeah, but right, I don't think Louisville fans feel that. I think if they lose, I think they lose. They lost to Wake Forest. They're like, well, there's a top 25 team. They're undefeated. That's okay. I think if they lose to Virginia, then they'll look at the momentum and the feel good that you were talking about. They say, oh, what's that been built on? Beating a very regular UCF team. They just lost to Navy and beating a disastrous team in Florida State.
You think Louisville fans will say that?
If they lose to Virginia, yes, because I don't think they respect Virginia at all.
I agree with you.
They look at it and it's like, this is all built on sand.
Go ahead,
like,
Jack.
This is all falling apart.
I think that I agree that they'd lose all the momentum. They'd be pissed at Sat, but I don't think they would make retroactively change how they felt about UCF.
Because, I think they would.
Because of Dylan Gabriel getting hurt.
No,
I think...
Well, you might have a point there, but it's Navy's first win of the season, man. Oh, no, they were 0-3.
I'm with you. They shouldn't have.
What they would do is, Jack, they would look at the warts. What they would do is, we would remember
the defense being bad would be an issue. We would remember
the warts of Eastern Kentucky. We would remember the second half against Florida State. We would remember crunch time against Wake Forest and simply just losing the Wake Forest game. Then suddenly we would probably in some way get back to Satterfield play calling. Then people would pay attention to a defense that's outside the top 100.
Yeah.
No, I think all those things would be the case. But let me give you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Covers.com has like a matchup edge, like betting trends.
Yeah.
Okay. There's 7 of them. There's points per game. Yards per game,
okay.
Yards allowed, time of possession, red zone, I would imagine that's efficiency, kicky, and penalties. So there's 7 of these, okay?
Those are the seven options. Benchmarks.
Louisville is favored in 2 of those. Which 2 do you think they are?
Red zone efficiency.
Time of possession.
Boom. Time of possession's 1.
Okay. Red zone efficiency wasn't the other one?
The other one's penalties.
Penalties. Really?
So Louisville controls the ball more.
Red zone efficiency.
That's what I thought.
Just give the ball to Malik and let him run into the end zone.
Or they have a decent, I know he missed Saturday, but you got an okay field goal kicker. At least they think he is.
I mean, he hit it like 12 in a row before.
Points per game, yards gained, yards allowed, red zone efficiency, and kicking all goes to Virginia.
That really surprises me. That does. I mean, I haven't watched them play. I watched them play Miami, you know, on and off because Thursday Night Football was on too.
No, we're not watching Virginia football.
I was going back and forth a little bit. And I watched them against
Wake Forest, and Wake Forest killed them.
Yeah,
that's what I go off of.
And it's like, I just don't think they're good, but that surprises
ESPN's
me.
ESPN's predictor has Virginia with a 51.2% chance to win the game.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Malik's thrown for 1,300 yards this year. Brennan Armstrong's thrown for nearly 2,000.
Huh.
Malik Cunningham,
that one doesn't surprise me as
Malik
much
Cunningham's thrown 7 touchdowns, and Brennan Armstrong's thrown 14. Now, he runs the ball more, obviously.
Yeah, Malik, didn't he lead the nation in rushing touchdowns?
How about that?
I still think Louisville wins by a touchdown.
I do.
Yeah, but I'm not there. I was there last week.
I gave the confidence
that I thought they were going to beat Wake Forest.
You almost picked them Friday.
In this week, I just don't know what I have with them. And right now the over under is at 69.5 or 70. Nice. Yeah,
you there like you that. Go. Yeah, all right.
By the way, the Chrome helmets aren't good.
Well, they're trash.
I do like the black uniforms. I wish they had a black helmet to go with the black uniforms.
Oh, I like the chrome helmet.
I wish they had
a lot of luster.
A black matted helmet with a white UK logo. I think that would be
nice. I don't like the Louisville black matted helmets with the car because you can't see the cardinal bird.
Yeah, I wish the cardinal bird was white.
I think you look – well, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you look like Conference USA. That's what I think.
Really?
Yeah, like that's something that Western Kentucky does.
They do have a chrome helmet. Yes. That is true. You're right.
You look like Conference USA. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
It's a bad job.
I like it.
Well, yeah. You're wrong.
Okay.
Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
I really like matted helmets more than chrome helmets.
Texas says, meet me in Lexington at our tailgate round. Daddy will have beers, bourbon, and brisket. Well, that's what I heard from Justin Jeffries, too, and then he showed up 30 minutes before the game.
Yeah, like, I don't know what happened.
Like, what are we doing here? I'm coming from Louisville.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we doing here?
Serve some alcohol, you
know? I got a BBN terrorist with me. What are we doing?
I would like to go to the your tailgate, sir or madam, but I'll be watching the game with Jason Nitz.
Texas says, do you hate chrome helmets because you can see your ugly mug in the reflection?
Well, that's not nice.
Well, no, and not unless I'm on the field. What are you, a special team?
Are you a coach?
By the way, I meant to, but I didn't want to get him riled up.
What?
This morning?
Yeah.
Send a little picture to blank in our group text.
Oh, about what was the picture of?
Vito Tisdale.
Bah!
On the field on Saturday.
Just
a little picture.
He would have had some super nasty comment. I mean, it would have been
when you all were going at it yesterday, and I'm like scrambling to finish putting everything together, and ended up being like not getting in here.
Right,
to
302.
To it. I just look at my phone, and I had 64 texts, and like 40 of them were just
Treble up that
Treble
stuff.
And Blaine going back and forth.
Battling.
I can't help it.
And I'm like, if I was, you know, following along as they were going, I would have enjoyed it. But I'm not going back and reading all these guys.
Blaine made a bad joke, and he got called out on it.
He made a bad joke.
By the way, sorry. I'm looking through all the people. I'm trying to find the setting here where I can see all the people that have been blocked.
Oh!
I always love when I get, hey, am I blocked? On the text line, I'm like, hang on,
let me look and see.
Hang on, you know,
there's more people.
See,
got
see
blocked.
What Double D did.
Oh, Drew.
Yep,
Drew. Who are you blocking this week?
Texas says Jack has an excellent sense of design. Well, I was thinking this. Did Jack's dad? Did he send your dimensions? To the suit maker there Texas?
Well, it's
or
funny.
What?
It was because the dad's kind of ashamed of. Well, not really of me.
Ashamed.
Because it's a Men's Warehouse is where my friend is doing everything. But
oh, so that hurts your father.
Well, I mean, he didn't want to, you know, pay for the money to make me like my own. That's what he'll do for my wedding.
He's gonna do that. He's gonna personally fit you for your wedding.
Plus, you want to have the same one as everyone
exactly.
else.
Right. That, you don't want to be different.
Yeah. So, like, I have like a custom suit that he made me like. Going into like my senior year of college that still fits me and stuff.
Nice.
How about that?
But like, I'm not taking that because I'm in the wedding, so I have to wear the tuxedo.
Right.
But so when I go to get fitted for it, I have dad come with me and he just watches them.
And they don't know.
He's a professional.
So he doesn't.
Half the time he'll tell them, the other half they don't. This time he didn't. And he just kind of watches them.
And just shakes his head.
Yep.
And just is disgusted by the job.
What's his biggest issue?
Is it
when they measure your inseam?
Yeah, by the crotch.
It's always.
Thank you, Captain Subtlety. Thank you. They didn't know that's where that was.
Some people might not know.
Thank you.
I don't know.
The inseam is around the package. There. Let's just thank you, Mr. Subtlety.
I didn't know.
He's unbelievable.
They might not know what it is.
He doesn't think they measure enough things a lot of times. Like. Well. Yeah.
Right. What else do they need to measure?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, maybe they need to measure the inseam more.
I just love the fact that your dad's like secret boss. Like, he's undercover. He's like, just going to
100% what he is.
Yeah, yeah, he's well, like, yeah, exactly. He's, afterwards, he's like, just so you know.
Yeah, because I'm like, because when I went like a month, 6 weeks ago, I asked him if he wants to go with me. He just smiles like, of course.
Like, damn right
like,
I do.
He loves doing that.
I mean, what would be, I mean, would that be like, I don't know. I mean, me walking in on a high school radio program.
And scoffing?
Yeah. I don't do that. They have Tony Vannetti do that at Jeff
High.
That's
true, yes.
They don't have me. They have Tony Vannetti, who openly, you know, dislikes public schools.
Right.
How's Trinity football doing this year? They 0-4 or they 0-5?
Yeah, lost to St. X.
They did. Oh, wow. They did. 0-5,
not very
they?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Bob Beatty just got out of town.
How about that?
All of a sudden.
We closed the borders down, Vannetti. We did. You're not just walking over and getting A1 in Southern Indiana.
No, no, no. We don't want you.
Closing it down.
You know,
I mean, Louisville doesn't want the guys anyway. You know,
no, they don't.
Goodwin.
No, no. Yeah,
he
they don't
the
want
form.
Him. They didn't want J.J. Weaver.
Doesn't have the form.
Yeah, I mean, J.J. Weaver, you know, who would want that guy? I mean, more high school product. You know, man, he's got six fingers. The ball security's a problem with that. I mean, he can't intercept anything with that six finger. Dude, we don't want him.
Is your dad's suit is like Gucci or whatever they made you? Like, is like a nice
what
brand, like Italian? Italian
I'd have to ask
fabric?
What the brand is.
Nice.
But it
would know.
Yeah, no.
That reminds me.
Is it Italian fabric, though? Is that what it is? Is that the big thing? Italian?
I'm not sure where the fabric's from. I'll have to ask him. He gets it. He has like a bunch of different places.
Well, he just goes out and just like, this is my, I got this place for fabric.
Yeah,
like, boom. I got this place for fabric. Boom.
Like, we
just
go on like
all
family trips. You know, you do like a family trip like Chicago or
yeah.
like, or like the, I only been to New York with the parents, I think once or twice, but you'd go to like one of those places and then he would go and meet up with people that like are his manufacturers.
Nice.
Nice.
And as, you know, now I'd probably enjoy it a little bit more, but as like an 8-10-year-old, I'm
this
just
is boring.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go to, you know, wherever. But that, your dad going to watching people from Men's Warehouse, that reminds me of an episode where Anthony Bourdain went to a Waffle House.
Nice.
And, you know, he's like this, you know, this expert chef in all the world, and he'd never been before, and he freaking loved it. He was like fawning all over Waffle House. He was like, "This is some of the best food I've ever had."
I mean, it's not. It's
that's
it's,
great.
He
actually.
Loved it. I was shocked because I thought he'd be like, "You like yeah, no." He, I'll tell you, there's like back when I was eating a lot of food, nothing. There's not much more satisfying than a little smothered and covered like that. That
you know what,
to
I'm
me
that's the
was like
hash browns you got.
Man,
that's always what
that
I
was get. Some good bleep.
Texas says, "What's the size of Vito Tisdale's inseam?"
I don't know. Is it in the police report?
Texas says, thanks, Big Rig, translating for the rest of Dixie Highway that doesn't know what an inseam is.
Well, I figured I'd have to help some people out, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Texas says, Andy sounds musty. He sounds like Pratt.
With what?
The chrome helmet.
Oh, the chrome helmet?
Speaking of, let's play a couple pieces of sound here, Jack.
Let's
play
go.
Some sound here. Here we go.
Kind of like devoid of some sound this
hour.
Well,
we need some sound.
Yeah,
we haven't
do.
Played any sound. Let's see. What do we want here? Oh, goodness.
What looks good on that sheet today?
I don't know. What's good on the sheet today?
We have more Issel on Waka Flocka Flame.
Sold. There
yeah,
you go.
Okay.
Let's
yes.
play some Issel on Waka Flocka.
He was dancing to Waka Flocka Flame. Is that a song? Flame?
No, it's his name.
Flame
his
is
full
his
name, Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh, Flocka is his middle name.
Yeah, the middle of his stage name, yes. So, he's Waka Flocka or Flocka.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just Waka Flocka, but now it's Waka Flocka Flame.
But nobody says the flame part.
Okay, well, they did in the newspaper this morning. So.
Oh!
And they said evidently he is invested in a Lexington distillery. I mean,
walk ahead.
No. Stoops.
Oh, okay.
And everybody now has their bourbon.
It's like Pratt walk ahead. Like Walker's got some distillery. That's great.
Oh, man.
He read about Waka Flocka Flame in a newspaper. That makes me happy. Like, I just love that.
It really does.
Yeah.
The newspaper is what makes it great.
Yeah.
The Lexington Herald Leader.
I saw it in the newspaper today.
Thank you to the Lexington Herald Leader for having the correct verbiage on Waka Flocka Flame.
Is that John Clay? They wrote about him?
What else do we have here? Oh, man. I kind of want this Greer stuff.
What'd Greer do?
The Greer McMains.
Oh, please. Oh, yes.
Greer on McMains. That's what we need. Yes. Go ahead.
They have a decent staff, a good staff.
So you're in on the Ross McMains experiment.
Of course. Yeah. I think Ross McMains is the brightest guy on their staff.
Okay.
Whoa. Brighter than the head coach? Brighter than...
Well, I think he meant the assistants.
Oh, okay, okay. Right. Well, all right. Well, we'll see. I mean,
they have a decent staff, a good staff.
So you're in on the Ross McMains experiment.
Of course, yeah. I think Ross McMains is the brightest guy on their staff.
Okay.
I think my favorite part is the voice crack.
Of course. Of course.
I liked it last week when he was saying he doesn't want to be a football coach.
Process wanted to bash him. He wanted to bash Ross McMains.
He
didn't do it because Jeff Greer's in studio. Let's take a break. Final break.
In terms of wonkiness, you know, what the hell was that?
Did that get caught on the microphone?
A little bit. Sorry. I should have just let that go. But
it's been a long morning for me.
Greer! Oh, my gosh. That's the least expected. Like, that's the last person I would think would belch into a microphone is Jeff Greer.
That's what radio does to you, man.
Wow. Whoa.
Sounds like a tiger's roaring. Some sort of panther in here.
A wildcat.
A sex panther. Wasn't that the name of the Anchorman?
Yeah, the cologne in Anchorman. He's seen that one at least.
There you go.
There you go.
Quick break. We'll wrap up the show next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Huh? Did you want me to send you those co-ed pictures that you wanted me to take or not?
I don't remember. Requesting that. I don't remember that. But.
And James Strebel.
Google Drive. You put that in the Google Drive.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay,
yeah,
there we go. Yeah, it's called Family Photos.
Yeah.
It's the secret Family Photos Drive.
Did you see
Kellen's birthday?
Yeah.
I'll throw them in there.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Final segment of the show here, 437-9680. Reminder coming up tonight, 7:30, Yankees Red Sox, 7:30, like I said. Hey, what time is it? 7:30! Coming up tonight on ESPN 680, 105.7, Wolf Cardinals and Dodgers tomorrow. Also tonight, over on 93.9, Patty Ice. How about that? Who's talking tonight? Do we know? I can't remember.
Is Jack listening?
Is it Brian Brown? No, I'm just trying to think. I'm thinking out loud.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but I'm sure Pat's doing inside the program.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going.
He's ready to go.
Inside the program. How about that?
Yeah.
Patty Ice.
Maybe he'll break down a little bit of Roosevelt Wheeler on Thursday when he does it.
Well, that's basketball.
He only does football.
He's only doing football.
Really?
Pat's the Louisville football guy.
Okay. I didn't know.
When you think Louisville football, you think Pat Jaggers.
You think Pat Jaggers.
Well, I do. Actually, I think of Pat Jaggers. And the Louisville pregame show.
Is that what you think of?
And Taylor Lynch.
And Taylor Lynch?
Yes, that's what I think
that's
of.
That's what you think
when
of.
I think of Louisville football.
Well, Patty Ice wasn't on the pregame show this past week. He'll be back. He was at Dega, and he did not like Jack. I threw it by him. I go, man, how pissed off were NASCAR fans? They waited around in the rain at Talladega, and then Bubba Wallace won.
What'd he say?
You're wrong, brother.
Oh!
That's just a small group of NASCAR fans.
Wow.
I'm like, I didn't know.
He's defending,
I don't think it is.
He's defending the Shield.
Of course, Pat's going to defend NASCAR. Oh, no, it's not the Shield. It's the checkered flag.
I know NFL's the checkered flag. There you go.
It's the flag.
It's the flag,
just
yeah.
Just save the flag.
Yeah, defend
he's
the flag.
He's protecting the flag. That's all that it is.
Yes, I forgot the Shield is the NFL.
Oh, I figured you guys would like that.
I did like
that. I asked this earlier, it's a stupid question. Who has less fans in major American sports than the Chargers? The only one I could come up with would be Tampa Bay Rays.
I thought of Memphis Grizzlies.
No, see, here's the thing. I don't think the Chargers have any fans. Like, I don't think they have any.
They do in San Diego.
No,
not
they
anymore.
Don't.
They all hate him now.
Yeah, why would they like him?
No, I'm with you.
They
made a bonehead move, and they moved to L.A.
No, they didn't make a bonehead move.
They did make a bonehead. They lost all their fans.
No, I'm saying they don't have any. They just don't have any fans. Well, you can say that.
They had fans. They had fans in San Diego,
so they
picked up
fans.
And left. And Sean McVay and the Rams are, even though they just lost the Cardinals, they're the sexy thing in L.A. They got the good-looking staff. They got the cool uniforms, which I actually like the Chargers uniforms better.
The
Rams dominate L.A. and the Chargers made a poor choice. You don't want to be in a city with another team and try to have to combat that other team for superiority.
Especially when the Chargers have been.
Let Bozich hear that now. Watch out. But the Chargers bleeped up. They should have stayed in San Diego or moved to another city where there's not another NFL team and reap all the benefits. Go back to St. Louis, be the St. Louis Chargers or something.
They're not worth as much. The Louisville Chargers.
Yeah, but that's like you. That's like you saying, like, I'll give you a great, for instance.
Sure.
If you took my house, any of our houses, if you took my house and moved it down to New Orleans, it'd be worth more.
Yeah.
Okay. If I lived out in New Orleans, I should sell it to what I could, you know, get it in Southern Indiana.
I get it, but I mean, unless they win a Super Bowl, which they could. I mean, they're really, really good. Then they're always going to be second fiddle to the Rams. And I don't think it was a smart move on their part. You want to dominate your area.
There's two other ones I think of. One is the Jaguars. Sorry.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then two is the Los Angeles Clippers.
I totally disagree.
No, not the Clippers.
Not the Clippers.
The Jags.
It sounds like a Lakers home game when they're playing Clippers, Lakers, and the Clippers are technically the home game.
But I'm saying the Chargers, it's every game. Giants coming in. Like, it's not going to be as bad as it was last night. I mean, last night they didn't have any fans. It was all Raiders fans.
It was crazy.
I think the Tampa Bay Rays would be the one. Because they're good and no one goes.
Yeah,
they're good.
That's
their TV deal's not worth anything. No one goes to games. And if you're, a fan of one of the big teams, a Cubs, if the Cubs played there, when the Yankees play there, they just take over the stadium. The Red Sox, they just take over the stadium.
The Reds had their best season in 8 years, and they still weren't filling the ballpark.
I was going to say, the Reds might be another one. You guys
are not giving me. The Reds have a ton of fans. They just stink. The Chargers have no bleeping fans.
I know. I just want to make a shout out.
They don't have any fans.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Rays don't have any fans but Thomas Beister and Dick Vitale. They don't, like you're saying, go to another city. That's fine. They don't have anything.
Do the Charlotte Hornets have any fans?
I mean, there's some bad. I mean, the Grizzlies, the Hornets.
The Grizzlies have. The Grizzlies have fans.
Do they?
Mitch.
I was going to say, I don't remember watching a Grizzlies game. Like, well, that crowd is nuts. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, come on.
The Pelicans. There's no Pelicans fans.
Pelicans is a good one.
Yeah, they've had AD and Zion.
I don't think they really care. They care about the Saints.
You think it might be the Pelicans? Yeah,
the Pelicans is a really good one.
That's not a bad one.
That's a good one. The Pelicans
is a good
one. It's a
terrible, just stupid sports radio thing.
Yeah, but it was sad watching that game last night and just Raiders fans there. Just still clinging to the Los Angeles Raiders.
I didn't care.
It was sad. They had home field. They had this awesome stadium. The Monday Night Football game, we got delayed, by the way. And I was like, come on. Like John Gruden was like, we're in a dome. What are we doing here?
Texas says, Round Daddy didn't pick UK last week to win because he's scared of the wrong pick soundbite. It's how he now does radio.
No, that's not true.
Nobody had Kentucky winning that game except for like one person on college football.
Dennis Dodd, and then the
guest picker on College Game Day. He
Harris
picked Kentucky.
English.
Yes,
yeah,
the
Corso
golfer.
Kept
yeah.
going. This is why you're not going to win the segment.
Yes, exactly. Because he picked Kentucky. Yeah. So everyone's acting like I did it because no one thought Kentucky's going
to
win.
Texas says Pat Jaggers is going to break the news from his sources that U of L is getting the amended NOA.
Man, that's a good text. That's someone who listens to this show. he was like, I have good sources. I don't care what Jody's website says.
What did he say, Jack? What story did he break that Reese Gaines was joining in some sort of off-court role?
Yes, like joining U of L administration in some capacity, yes.
What do you got going on tonight? Anything?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I go pick up my daughter from volleyball after this, and then
how about that?
Go to the store.
Why you
and
send
then
me up for that?
What do you mean?
Well, here, let me write it on a piece of paper. You're setting me up to make a joke, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, she. Well, yeah, I know, okay. But
well,
I mean,
yeah, I don't appreciate that.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
It is what it is.
Yeah, so I'm going to go pick her up.
Is Big Easy there? Does Big Easy know that?
I don't know. It's
well, why don't you Big Easy tutor her and teach her? He's renowned. He was once called the Southern Indiana. What was it? The Southern Indiana third assistant coach of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had such an honor. I had no idea. But it's at one of these Southern Indiana volleyball clinic type places. So I'm sure he knows
like a specialty.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, doing a little clinic. So she's done one before. This is her second one.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
She any good?
Yeah, she's pretty good. She had to take last year off, though, because of COVID. Like, there was no volleyball anywhere. She couldn't play.
Why? COVID?
Yeah, because of COVID.
I mean, like Jack says every day, it's just the flu.
Yeah, well, is that what Jack says every day?
He walks in and says it every day. I burn a mask every day.
Yeah, he burns every day.
Yeah, he walks into the office.
I would like for that to be
Drew's
something that we do.
He burns it
I
on
would
Drew's
like for
desk.
Jack to burn a mask every day, actually.
I would, too. That would be great. Mitch was going to burn his. Remember that? Mitch was like,
I ain't going to do anything.
He said he's going to get his fire. He's going to go to a fire pit. He's going to burn all of his masks, is what he said he was going to do.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
Mitch also said he was going to stop gambling.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
that lasted
a good point.
Not 24 hours.
Yes. Mitch
he literally said, I got to stop paying the man.
Yeah.
And I think he's, I mean,
and
I don't
like,
know.
I'm mortgaging for the Cardinals. I can't legally bet now. And then,
thank you. Yeah. This is the Captain Subtlety thing.
This time it wasn't me. It was Jack. But Mitch actually wore a mask more than I thought he would. He had that damn mask on all the time. Mitch did. I was surprised by it.
I had people just texting in, the Kings, the Orlando Magic. No, we're not doing that.
Oh, here we go.
The Orlando Magic have 10,000 times as many fans as the Chargers.
When have you ever
They're
seen
in
them?
Disney World, of
the
course.
The Chargers have no fans. They left where they had fans. They went to a place and they don't care. They have no fans.
Yeah, it was a sad scene last night.
It
man.
Wasn't a sad scene. I'm fine with it.
Maybe because I like the Chargers are all right. They're like not a team that I hate or dislike.
I'm disappointed
like
that the Oakland people still like the Raiders.
It harkens back to the L.A. Raiders. Because they used to be the L.A. Raiders. Yeah. They went from Oakland to L.A. then back to
Oakland. L.A. people shouldn't like him either.
I agree with you. Why are you wearing Raiders gear? You should hate them. They left your city years ago. Then they left your state.
Vegas.
Yeah, they're in Vegas. Who's really a Vegas Raiders fan? Come on. Really? The Vegas Raiders? Ugh. Oakland was so much better.
Well, yeah, but then Oakland, never built a stadium.
You guys are just doing things. I'm just watching you guys do sports radio.
Yeah.
Bad sports radio. Very cliche.
Yeah, the Raiders fans in Oakland are crazy. They're not in Vegas. They're just normal.
Texas says, I didn't know about the NOA and IARP until Louisville kept receiving NCAA violations.
I don't think anyone around here knew the NOA before 2015.
Now you know all of every year.
That's the most depressing thing. The amount of just random NCAA jargon we know that
that's
we
a great
have
point.
No we have we should not have to know any of this crap.
They don't know any of that stuff in Duke or North Carolina, do they?
IARP Committee on Infractions.
Well, that's their fault. Yeah, don't blame the NCAA. Blame Louisville.
Blame Andre McGee.
Texas says Sean forced Mitch to burn his mask every weekend he came home. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't many weekends. He didn't go home very much.
Texas says, how fake are Strebel's pro sports takes? This guy's alleging you don't watch pro sports.
I do watch pro sports, and I follow pro sports.
How much NFL did you watch on Sunday?
I watched plenty of NFL on Sunday.
Did you watch the NFL on Sunday?
I did watch the NFL. I watched
did
the NFL
really?
On Sunday night. I watched the NFL last night.
Did you
I watched
really?
The NFL last Thursday.
I lost by like a half point to Locke because David Carr is a complete bum.
Oh, wow. So who did you hit? You didn't have Carr.
I had David Carr.
As your starting quarterback?
How bad it was. He had Hunter Renfro, and I had Carr.
Oh.
So Renfro scored the touchdown, and I was still okay.
Yeah.
Then Carr threw a pick.
And that was
now I'm bad. Now I'm in a bad spot. And at the end of the game, Jack, you'll love this. It's literally like 0.6 points. Carr has the ball first down.
Yeah.
Any Derek Carr points here.
Anything.
Win me the week. They just can't go to Renfro, right?
Right.
At this point, they got to go down the field. right? So yeah. Renfro's the underneath guy, red zone guy, underneath guy.
Sure.
You know, he's
a slot receiver.
He's the white slot guy.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say.
Wes Welker.
He's at
Clemson
for about
Julian Edelman.
Years.
And do I need to keep painting the picture of who Hunter Renfro is?
Yes.
He's balding. He's a white guy.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, I got a chance here. First down. And I don't care. It's a $50 league. I mean, it's whatever. My team, it's whatever, okay?
Okay.
Derek Carr, first down. Did you guys stay up to the end of the game?
I did not.
He drops back. And he throws an out. Like a 5-yard out.
Oh, no.
To Darren Waller, who's the beast.
Yeah, he's tight end, right?
And
yes. Yeah.
I mean, Strebel.
I just wanted to make sure I was right when I said it. Man. Yes, I know who he is. Yes. He's really good.
Don't.
I know who he is. I just wanted to. Yes.
Look at Jack. Look at you. He doesn't believe you know who Darren Waller
is. I do know. He's got
he
a lot
doesn't
of,
believe
he's
you.
He's got a lot of tats. I know exactly who he is.
Oh, man.
He does.
I mean, Strebel, every NFL player has tats. What's he doing?
I know he's got a lot. He's really good.
When you say an
NFL tight end
has a lot of tattoos.
Not all of them do.
Number one,
Gronk doesn't.
You sound 180 years old.
It doesn't. It's not like a referendum.
Jack's embarrassed right now. He thought he had a hoodie on. He was going to put the hood over his head.
I don't understand. What was embarrassing about that?
Anyway.
That I named his position, and then y'all don't believe that I know who he was, so I gave the bona fides. Like, I know who he is, so I proved you both wrong. But I'm the bad guy. I'm the jerk. Even though I was right, and I knew exactly who he was, there was like, and all these bleepers are calling me out. Like, you don't watch pro sports. I knew who the guy was. I said my bona fides, and I still got crushed.
Texas says he's the tight end, right? LOL.
Yes, that's why I know who he is.
Anyway,
because no one believes that I knew who he was.
So Darren Waller runs a 5-yard out.
Yes.
And completely loafs it. Just isn't trying. Because the game's over. It's a 14-point game with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, and he knows.
And he drops it. And then the next play, Derek Carr drops back.
Yeah.
And has an avenue to run. And instead of running 10 yards, which would have got
down.
Me a point, and that would have been it.
Yeah.
He ran 2 yards. So now I'm down like 0.4. And then he threw two incompletions.
And that was it. And then you lost to Lachlan Flynn.
And I lost to that weasel.
Oh. Like the weasel of weasels. The Mr. Fantasy Sports, too. He doesn't make money gambling, but he makes money on fantasy sports. That's where he makes his gambling money.
Texas says
fantasy golf.
He's got a lot of tats. Put that on a shirt.
He does. I know who he is. He was on Hard Knocks. He was because 2 seasons ago he was one of the main characters on Hard Knocks.
But if you said John Calipari and I said, "Oh, he's the basketball coach, right?" Would you think I knew who John Calipari was?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I named his position. It's not like I said he's the football player.
The guy with all the tats.
That's what he is. He's a great tight end. He runs a wide receiver.
Coming up
receiver
next
sometime.
On BBN Country, why does Darren Waller have all them tats? And Oscar Combs is going to join us after the break.
I don't care that he has the tats. I don't. Tattoos are fine. I like tattoos. It's not a tattoo take. I'm just saying that he has a lot of tattoos. That's all I said.
Tattoo.
I didn't say
tattoo.
That they were bad
there
or like I don't like them. Like
I've done desecrated my body.
No, I
tattoo.
Don't believe that at all.
You have no idea the. Kingpin.
Oh yeah, yeah, because he got the pad on his shoulder.
Back, on his back, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a little heart or something, wasn't it?
It was like a little clover.
Is that what it was? I knew it was like a little
ish,
like
ish.
Yeah, good old Ishmael.
That's it. Done desecrated my body. Yep. I can never go home now.
Well, he got drunk and then for the first time ever. You gotta watch that, Jack.
Texter says, is Strebel okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why would I not be okay?
When do we need to land the plane here, as Diener would say? I'm trying to
we
find...
We got about 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm trying to find all these people that are blocked right now by the...
You're still doing your investigation?
Yeah, I can't find it.
Yeah.
There's just... I can't tell if I'm in the right spot. There's just a guy that says, unblock me, please. There's a guy that says, I'll never do it again.
I'll never do it again.
And
I'll never do
wow.
it.
And then there's one that says, no wonder Diener lives in the East End.
Oh, my God. It's like the unblocked.
I don't know where that's at. There's one. here's one from June 14th. Classic Perrin this morning. He thought Ned Beatty was the Trinity football coach. That would be Bob Beatty.
Well, he's Ned, no longer the Trinity football coach.
Ned, and, you're talking Ned Beatty? Yeah.
This guy got blocked for texting this into Diener a million times.
All right.
What?
Hang on. Oh. It's an anatomy.
Oh, my God. I mean, just over and over again. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I got to find this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean,
the guy just called Diener a bum and he got blocked.
I still don't understand.
Heck, I have no idea what you did with your hands. He just flashed a 5 and a 3 and a 0 and a 5. Like, just say it on the air. 30, we have 30 seconds.
20 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I still don't understand why Diener made block that one. I mean, yeah, it was lewd, but it's funny. It wasn't, like, controversial. No one else could see it. If Diener saw that, I can't have that.
Let's get out of here. I have no idea. Jack's giving me signals. We've never done this before.
I'm wondering why we're doing this, too.
What are you doing right now?
I don't know. He wanted a countdown. So I'm giving a countdown. Bonus hour next.